Crossbreed Holster Studios.
What kind of person possesses no means to defend either himself or his family?
Annoying, gun-grabbing liberals from coast to coast.
You know, what do they need all those bullets for?
He's the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
No caveman in his right mind would have ever left his cave without his club.
This is Armed American Radio.
Now, your host, Mark Walters.
Sitting in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. What a great intro. Isn't that cool? You got that little echo thing going on there at the end. I don't want to jump in too soon. I'm digging listening to the cult. And I hope you enjoy the new intro as well, kind of freshening things up around here as we get ready to head into our eighth year, believe it or not. 8 years. Incredible stuff. Been talking about doing that for a while, and we finally made a move, so I hope you enjoy it. You'll hear some new rejoiners coming back in. And the fun part about it is new listeners get to hear a little bit of the flavor of the show in the new intro. You know, what am I listening to? What is this? Instead of just the name. And we found that to be important. You know, a lot of people were telling us that. So it will keep people on the dial. And then, no, don't change the dial. You know, I get the visual. Radio's theater of the mind, right? Here's successful radio for me. If you're driving down the road, maybe you are right now. Maybe this just happened to you. And your wife is sitting there next to you, and she's flipping through the radio stations. And you hear, oh, I don't know, a repeat of something you heard yesterday and an infomercial over here. And then you hear that intro, and she goes to change the dial. And you go, no, stop. Don't touch the dial. I want to hear this. See? Maybe you just did that. If you did, let me know, mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. Would love to hear that story. I've heard similar stories in the past, so it's always kind of fun. I'm going to cover some emails with you, some of your correspondence. I love getting the emails from you. It's great because we don't take calls on this program, and that's by design. But, you know, from time to time we do. The number is out there. We just don't put it out there. But if you have the number and you've got something to say, you can call, and Sean will take the call and listen to it. But we generally don't do that. We keep this host commentary, guest-driven radio, informative radio. And I just don't personally like, and I've been criticized for it, that's fine. But I don't like the topic of conversation moving all over the board. Would we ever reconsider that? I don't know. I had some emails that made me think a little bit. Last week, maybe we could do some calls in the third hour or something like that, but I don't know. Yeah, Sean's over there saying, no, he doesn't want to do that either. That makes him have to work. See, he doesn't have to. Right now, I mean, imagine he's got to take all those phone calls. And it's a job, and we have so much to cover with you. And it's tough when you get calls that go all over the board. Nothing against the callers. Everybody's got their individual questions that they want, but it generally doesn't interest other people all the time. So that's why we stick the way we do. But I got an email just a few minutes ago that I'm going to go to. I had no idea this was here. This came in at 52 minutes past the last hour. It was 16 minutes ago, something like that. Greetings, Mark. It's such an informative show. We enjoy listening, and I often take notes. Romney's real story is very different from the PR he did during his own run. Do you recall the film Wall Street with Michael Douglas and Daryl Hannah? Oh, yeah. Well, Romney's fortune was made in the same way as a corporate raider. See the facts in David Stockman's book, The Great Deformation, 2013, chapter 27, beginning on page 551. People need to know that venture capital is put into many startups, like many of Trump's, with the idea that a few winners will outweigh the losses. It is what they do. Trump leaves fantastic buildings for the world to enjoy. Romney left mountains of leveraged debt and many companies that tanked as soon as the easy money of the Clinton years dried up. Best regards, Joni Wentworth. Joni, thanks for the email. I'm glad you sent that because I want to keep the conversation, the topic of conversation during a large part of this hour on the candidates remaining in our gun rights and this whole Romney thing here. Now, I didn't get an opportunity to talk about it in the previous hour, but as someone myself who has started businesses before, any business owner, and you're seeing Donald Trump being vicious. You haven't even seen the attacks yet. They're coming, and they're going to get brutal from the mainstream media and the GOP, the establishment, the old guard dogs. They're coming after him. But any person who has ever started a business, you probably have too. Very few have not started many businesses as an entrepreneur before you found one that worked. You know what I'm talking about. So for them to attack Trump as an entrepreneur who has started businesses that failed, that's not unusual. That's called success. I personally know people who have filed bankruptcy on more than one occasion over their lifetime, starting businesses before they made it. Some of those people are worth tremendous amounts of money. Tremendous amounts of money. But that's called success. What successful people do, they don't give up. They continue to move and grow and build things and do things. That's what they do. Very few individuals made their fortune on that first pet rock, if you will. Remember those things? Yeah, that's the exception, not the rule. Okay? And while it does happen, it happens far more often that a person starts business one, business two, business three, business four as a serial entrepreneur before they achieve any level of success. And many don't. Many don't. I know people there too whose dream it was to start a business only to have it fail years later. That's the risk. That's capitalism. Not everybody's going to make it, Bernie. And not everybody expects a handout from those who do. So why am I telling you about all this stuff? Because Donald Trump is changing the GOP. And it is the GOP, by the way, that is the party that has, for the most part, protected our gun rights. Show me a Republican governor running on a gun control agenda. Show me one. Show me a Republican senator running in 2016 on a gun control agenda. Show me a member of the House of Representatives running in 2016 on a gun control agenda as a Republican. Show me one. You're not going to be able to do that. It is the GOP right now in the news. And as gun owners, the two of us had better be paying attention. That's me and you. Very careful attention on many different fronts. There are four candidates left in this race. I'm not afraid of any of them, because I know what Hillary Clinton will do in office. Catastrophic. It's a strong word, and it doesn't come close. It's the strongest that I can use right now. It doesn't come close. And Joni's email points out that the GOP establishment trotting out Mitt Romney in an attempt to derail Trump. This is going to get ugly. This is going to get very ugly. You ain't seen nothing yet. And those of you who I've gotten emails from that are worried about Donald Trump, I want to put this in perspective for you. Donald Trump will be far better for your rights than Hillary Clinton. Now, I can't, I've tried to articulate my reasons for not feeling nervous about Donald Trump. And I believe that I saw that in the previous debate. I don't mind a man, because I think it's different. My definition of flip-flopping might be different than yours. We all change positions on some things throughout our lives. We all do. And if you refuse to acknowledge that, you're either in denial or you're lying, because you have changed positions on a number of things also. So you're either in denial or you're lying. Donald Trump's seen the light, I believe, regarding our Second Amendment rights. And there are millions who feel the same way I do, that I don't have that fear of him. Now, I've endorsed Cruz on this program today, and I stand by my decision. We'll continue to talk about it when we come back. Shoot me an email, mark@armedamericanradio.org. Let me know what you think. See you in just a second.
I'm just as good as these guys. When will I get my chance to prove it?
Your chance is now. American Marksman is a nationwide series of target shooting competitions designed to give you your big break. Think you've got what it takes to take home $50,000? Visit ammarksman.com to register today. That's ammarksman.com. American Marksman. Are you the one?
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy, court, and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamilyoneword.com, download your 100% free guide, defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
Hillary Clinton plans on riding into the White House on the backs of women, but this won't be the first time she used women to get ahead. Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made.
Say that again.
Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made. If you're a woman, don't pay attention to what Hillary Clinton says. Pay attention to what she pays. Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Say that again.
Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Paid for by Ameripac. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Uh-huh.
tuned in to Armed American Radio.
Look, I hate to tell you this, Democrats, but it's your party coming after our guns. Simple as that.
Don't give me that line about how outlawing guns means only outlaws will have guns. I hate that catchphrase.
Has it ever been disproven?
Regardless, it's annoying to hear people say it.
Filling your prescription for freedom. Here's the host of Armed American Radio,
Mark Walters.
Love the new rejoins, man. I'm digging the new rejoins. Fun stuff. And we'll mix them up as we move forward week after week. You know, you never know what you're going to get. You'll hear these rejoins for the next, you know, 3-4 months or so. But as we get closer to the campaign, Hillary Clinton's going to say something stupid, and we'll go ahead and throw that in there. You know, you never know what you're going to get. But love the new flavor of the show on the intros and the closers and everything else. We softened up the closers a little bit and brought you some new information. We want you to reach out to us, mark@armedamericanradio.org, or check us out at armedamericanradio.com and all that fun stuff. Emails keep coming in. Here's one from John Wright. Mark, you have to listen to you via podcast during work, so this is a little delayed for this. I apologize. The discussion of the real Trump comments on Twitter made me think. Trump is a very busy man between his businesses and the campaign. I very much doubt he does his own social media comments. I expect he does offer input and comment on such, but I am quite sure the comments are from staff. Mistakes are made, and once spoken cannot be recalled. It would be a far better discussion of his negative comments to our cause if a return comment was made to clarify his position. I have noticed that few, if any, do this, but just complain about what he said without clarification. Maybe those comments are more the thoughts of the staff member than the man himself. For all the comments about Trump, it would be nice to see equal discussion from the other major candidates if they exist, and if not, why? Thanks for all you do, John, a Democrat fighting the enemy from within. John, thanks for being honest about being a Democrat, and keep fighting the enemy from within. To change and take back your party from the socialists that have hijacked it is going to require good people like you. It's that simple. You've got to make the change within your party. It has to happen. If not, it's not just the American people. But we've all lost. Let me put it that way. It's not just the Democrats, I should say, that have lost the party. It's all of America that's going to feel the repercussions for many, many, many years. I'll take issue with you on one thing on there. I believe Donald Trump does make his own comments. I believe he tweets himself. I think he has said he's done that. If you have information about why you're quite sure that the comments come from staff, I'd love to know it. And we are reaching out to Donald Trump. We are in contact with his communications people to try to bring him to this program. And quite frankly, it will be easier to bring him to the daytime show, and we'll just rerun the hour here on this show. But we're working on getting him, and we're working on getting Ted Cruz. I'd put Rubio on. I'd put Kasich on. And I'd love to ask Marco Rubio about that 1999 vote. So let's go through these guys, because one of these four is going to get the nomination. And it looks like one of two are going to get the nomination that the GOP establishment can't stand. What does that mean for us as gun owners as we go forward? This is incredibly important that we have this discussion together, because I see the emails from you on all sides. I don't think I've had any email on Kasich, by the way. That's interesting. No one's ever said to me, we have to have Kasich. But it comes in about Rubio, it comes in about Trump, and it comes in about Cruz, and some of it gets pretty heated. This is why we need Rubio. This is why we need Trump. This is why Cruz isn't any good. Remember, we look at this together through the lens of the Second Amendment. So let's look at these three individuals. I'm going to leave Kasich out. He doesn't stand a chance. Rubio doesn't stand a chance either, but he's still getting a lot of press because he's the establishment pick at this stage of the game. Now, I believe that's going to end on March 15th. I think you're going to see Rubio exit. If he doesn't exit, that's bad for the party. But it remains to be seen what the GOP establishment is going to do here, so we don't know. If he stays in, you can bet your bottom dollar that there's some conniving and something crooked going on behind the scenes that they're looking for at the convention. That much I can tell you. Romney pretty much admitted that already, and I'm smart enough to read between the lines. That's not happening by accident. And if you think it is, you know, go chase whatever it is you're chasing back down that rabbit hole. and stay there. But in 1999, Marco Rubio, while a member of the Miami Commission, voted for a gun ban in city parks. I discussed this on the daytime show. He voted to ban guns. It was a unanimous decision. Ted Cruz called him out on it. Marco Rubio's instinctive reaction as a politician was to call Ted Cruz a liar. Never happened. 2 days later, it showed up on tape, on video, with audio of the unanimous vote and Marco Rubio clearly sitting there as part of the four members of the commission. He flat out lied about it. Now, does that disqualify him? No, it does not disqualify him. Marco Rubio is a staunch supporter of the Second Amendment. Nobody's asked him about that. He's already denied it happened. He's lied about it. I've lost a lot of respect for Marco Rubio. A ton of respect, in fact, for Marco Rubio. In fact, so much so that I completely took him out of consideration the moment that story broke. And it was A.W.R. Hawkins at Breitbart News that broke the story. He was done in my book. Kaput. Finished. Whoosh, out the door. Crumpled up the piece of paper and threw it away. No consideration for Marco Rubio, not because he changed his position, but because he lied about it. I was talking about flip-flopping before. There's a difference, I believe, between changing your position legitimately and being what's known as a flip-flopper like John Kerry. You can change your position because of life experience. Your convictions can change. And you can admit that. Donald Trump did that. I believe Donald Trump was sincere about his change regarding the Second Amendment. I don't fear Donald Trump and his positions on the Second Amendment. And it's tough for me to articulate why. I've tried to do it. I've done it. So I'll just leave it at that. In large measure, because of what I'm telling you right now, I believe he has seen the light. I think and believe that he has. He was honest about it and told millions about it in front of a national audience. He's changed his position. We heard him say it, not just about guns, but he also said it about skilled labor. Flip-floppers don't do that. They don't have convictions like Hillary Clinton. They say whatever they need to say in front of whoever they're in front of to get a vote. There is no conviction. They flip and flop their positions all over the place for political expediency. Ted Cruz, on the other hand, has remained steadfast, which is why I gave him my endorsement here on Armed American Radio. When we come back, I'll read some more emails. Got some great stuff coming from you. If you want to participate, email me, mark@armedamericanradio.org. Be back in just a few seconds.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day, you'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a...
segment of AAR is sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit teachuscca.com. That's teachuscca.com.
Yeah, and make sure also, welcome back by the way, but make sure also to visit concealedcarryexpo.com, concealedcarryexpo.com, and come out and say hello. April 29th through May 1st. I'll be there. I'll be emceeing the fashion show. That's right. You heard that right. The Concealed Carry Fashion Show. Let that sink in for a second. The Concealed Carry Fashion Show. It's quite cool. Sheriff David Clark will be speaking. Tim Schmidt will be speaking. I'll say a few words. Dave Grossman's going to be talking. Beth Alcazar from Pacifiers and Peacemakers, she'll be speaking. Lots and lots of seminars and classes and everything else, not to mention exhibitors, about 70-plus exhibitors. All designed specifically, I'll get that out, specifically around the concealed carry lifestyle. Nothing else. Everything related to carrying a firearm. ConcealedCarryExpo.com. I'm getting some great emails in. Mike Robitaille writes, and Mike, I hope I'm pronouncing your last name right. Mark, thank you for being the passionate voice in support of the Second Amendment. I, like you, support Ted Cruz in his bid to become the next president of the United States of America. I only wish that King Obama was leaving office sooner, and I'm hoping that Hillary Clinton never gets in. I am a life member of the National Rifle Association, a supporter of the Second Amendment Foundation, as well as proud member of the USCCA. Thanks, Mike. As an additional effort to help in supporting the Second Amendment. I am also a recruiter for the NRA. I follow your mottos of carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club, and never let there be a gun-free zone wherever you may be. Thanks for giving us a voice. Michael, thank you for writing in. I see your emails, and thank you for giving us a voice, because it's participation like that that matters. And all of the organizations that you mentioned are great ones, and thank you for being members and being active in all of them. It's very, very important right now. Let me go back to this Trump thing for just a minute and the candidates. Good friends, good people can disagree. We can agree to disagree. That's what makes America great. My good friend Bob Owens over at BearingArms.com. I want you to take a listen to, now again, keep in mind what I told you about my position on what I believe to be flip-flopping versus a legitimate change of position. I don't believe every change of position is, we could call a flip-flop. I guess you could, literally. But Bob Owens over at BearingArms.com has a piece out from March 4th titled "Trump No Longer Supports Ban on Assault Weapons, for Now." And here's what he says at the bottom of the column. What, he refers to is Brett Baer's question, as I have during the debates a couple nights ago, a few nights ago, whenever it was. I lose track. And when Brett Baer asked him about something he said in his book about how he supported assault weapons ban, how he generally doesn't support gun control, but he supported assault weapons ban, and he supported a what he said was a longer waiting period. And here's what Trump said. "I don't support it anymore. I do not support the ban on assault weapons." He's changed his position on that. I believed him. I believed him. Here's what Bob said. "It is our deep concern that if he is elected president and there is a major terrorist attack or another horrible school shooting like Sandy Hook or Virginia Tech, that Trump will once again flop back to his prior support for gun bans and background checks. Trump is notorious for playing both sides against the middle for his own personal interests, and he simply is not a trustworthy defender of the right to bear arms outside for his own selfish interest for personal protection." And that's Bob over at BearingArms.com, a man I have tremendous respect for. I don't feel that way about Donald Trump. I don't have that fear. And I told you, it's only a gut instinct. It's not something I can, I can't really point to anything other than my belief that Donald Trump has changed his position legitimately. And I don't think he did it for political expediency. And it could, and I know it appears to a lot of you, maybe you, that he did. But I'm not feeling that. That's about all I can say regarding that. It's interesting stuff, though. Interesting stuff. Sean, let me bring your mic live if I could. Have you got a copy there, Shanto, down in Dallas, Tejas?
Yeah.
How you doing today?
I do all right.
How you feel about Trump? You've been listening to me run my mouth every day for years. You've been working on this program behind the scenes, and a lot of times, like now, on a live mic. We do Armed American Radio Daily Defense 5 days a week. We do this show Sundays, weekends. In some markets, it airs on Saturdays. And as the new intro says, we're annoying gun-grabbing liberals across America. Almost, well, we are with the show running delayed on Saturdays. We are annoying gun grabbers somewhere, sometime in every time zone across this country, every day. What are your thoughts on the? Does Donald Trump scare you?
No, not really. I tell you who scares me more than anybody.
Tell me.
Mitt Romney.
Well, Mitt Romney isn't running for anything yet.
Not yet, but see, Mitt Romney, and I hate to say this publicly, but Mitt Romney's got issues. He doesn't understand, look, dog, you're a two-time loser. You're trying to tell me who I need to vote for? That's someone that's just disingenuous, and you got to watch people like this.
He's bought and paid for, I wouldn't be surprised. And I don't have anything to back this up, but I wouldn't be surprised one bit to see Karl Rove and his super PAC behind this.
Oh, all of them are got, don't get
among many others that you know that are behind this trotting out of this two-time loser, who, by the way, has backfired. His efforts are backfiring. They would be much better off putting him back where, you know, I don't even know where the guy came from. He gave us Romney Care, which was the blueprint for Obamacare. Thanks for that, Mitt.
And one of the people that was that did Romney Care was a part of Obamacare.
Well, in addition to that, he gave us another 4 years of Obama. In one of, as Trump said, one of the worst campaigns run in recent memory, which the only other one I could think was worse was McCain's. Terrible, terrible candidates. Terrible, terrible. And hence why we have 8 years of socialism under our belts.
Yep.
And, you know, Sean, it only makes it's common sense to me, and I hope you teach your children this too. But if you want your children to be successful, you tell them to surround themselves with successful people.
Absolutely.
What candidate would want advice from a man who lost an election that he should have won? An endorsement from that man should be seen as the kiss of death. Hence, Lindsey Grahamnesty. I think anybody would be better than Donald Trump. Mr. Establishment himself. Nobody cares what he thinks.
Yeah, that's another one that needs to sit down.
Well, that's why, you know, but again, these guys, these are the establishment guys. Nobody cares what they say. And the more they talk, and they have to know this. They have to know this. They cannot be this stupid.
Yes, they are.
I can't. I don't know. I don't buy that. I don't buy that. Somebody behind the scenes. Look, Mitt Romney's not a stupid man.
Yes. Well, here's the thing.
Okay. You don't make, even if you're, you call him whatever you want, whatever you think about Bain Capital, whatever you think about his businesses, stupid people do not become multi-gazillionaires. He's a very intelligent man. He has to know, or he is literally delusional and needs psychiatric treatment and hospitalization if he truly believes, or should I say, doesn't believe?
Pharaoh,
that what he's doing isn't actually helping Donald Trump. The political establishment is killing it, and I'm having a blast watching it. But keep one thing in mind. All four of the men running with an R next to their name will all do a better job than socialist Hillary Clinton. Her presidency would be catastrophic. Back right after this.
You and I both know concealed carry is a serious subject, and being prepared to protect your family when it matters most means more than just being a good shot at the range. And that's why 135,000 of your fellow responsibly armed Americans already read Concealed Carry Magazine from cover to cover, including my columns. A subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine isn't just an entire year of unbiased gun and gear reviews. It's so much more. It's real stories from real people who carry concealed every single day, just like you and I. It's life-saving information that'll keep you up to date and prepared, and most importantly, it'll help you be ready and confident to protect your family if you're ever faced with a life or death situation. Begin your subscription today, and not only will you be looking forward to a full year of America's number one publication for responsibly armed citizens, but you'll also automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this offer won't last long, so go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one and the number four, oneofourguns.com, to activate your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. Again, that's oneofourguns.com.
We need every American to take action against President Obama's next executive order by calling the number on your screen. President Obama is exercising another executive power grab, and this assault will be against your Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. The Obama administration was unable to impose gun restrictions and confiscation through the legislative process, so now he's trying to use executive orders to go around Congress and the Constitution. Obama must be stopped now. If Obama follows through with his executive fiat now, it will lead to the loss of our Second Amendment rights by the time he leaves office. We need you to call 800-782-8685 or go to saf.org/stopobama if you believe we must stop Obama's lawless actions. Second Amendment Foundation is going to stand up to Obama, but we need you to call now and give us your opinion.
please call 1-800-782-8685 or go to saf.org/stopobama. If enough Americans stand up, we will amplify your voice and stop Obama from another assault on our Constitution.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate, crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
I just don't understand the man who possesses no means to defend his family. To me, that's unconscionable. That's your number one responsibility.
I've been holding a gun in my hand since I was probably old enough to walk. I really have. It's part of my everyday life to be armed. I don't go anywhere without my gun.
You need to carry on, carry often, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Why would you even consider that?
Now, back to the host of Armed American Radio,
Mark Walters.
Welcome back to these Crossbreed Holster Studios. What a pleasure it is to be here with you, filling your prescription for freedom. I just got an email from a Stephen Cole. Just read the minutes from the city council meeting that you're referring to, and I believe you're referencing it wrong. It says they're voting for the usage have guns in the park because of target shooting that was going on, and because of target shooting that was going on, and you have a responsibility to check this out and stop twisting stuff. Let me go over to those minutes. We have them here. Let's see where they are. Here, let me just go over to the Breitbart piece. The mayor called item 10, request for resolution on prohibiting the use of firearms in parks. The city attorney read the resolution into the record as follows. Resolution of the mayor and city commission of West Miami, Florida, strongly urging the members of the Florida legislature to revise section 790.06. 790 statutes, for those of you not familiar, are Florida's firearms usage, self-defense, and so forth, including the concealed weapons law, Florida statutes, and close the loophole by adding language to prohibit firearms in county or municipal parks, recreational facilities, or playgrounds, which are locations where children frequently congregate, unquote. Commissioner Diaz-Padron made a motion to approve the resolution as read. The mayor seconded the motion, and the motion was approved by unanimous vote. So you can make up your own mind there. But thanks for the email. Appreciate it very much. And, you know, Sean, where were we before the break? We're talking about the whole, what's his
Mitt
name?
Mitt Romney.
Mitt Romney. That's right. See, I can't even remember the guy's name. So before I let that go and before I let that die, let me just ask you, do you believe the GOP will commit political suicide at its own convention in the event of what is now likely to be a Trump or even a little bit less likely, Cruz? But it's going to be one of those two.
Yep.
Nomination. What do you think will happen?
Oh, they'll throw themselves under the bus. These guys don't get it. I've been saying this since 2008. The Republican Party has issues and they don't want to see it. These guys are stuck in the past and they think that they can play the same slick games, and they don't realize that the people who keep voting these guys in are upset. They were given the election in 2010. They didn't do anything. They were given the election in 2012. They didn't do anything. These guys are weak, and weakness does not survive. You as a gun owner, anybody that believes in protecting their family, know that weakness does not survive, and these cats don't get it.
Well, we're going to find out. It's been fascinating to watch. We shall see. There's a lot of theories flying around out there. Don't intend to sound conspiratorial at all, but there's clearly money behind Romney. This was not, he didn't just wake up today and say, I have to do this. When he knew there was video of him licking Donald Trump's boots when he got the endorsement from Donald Trump in 2012. He had to know that that video would be played immediately after his speech in Utah. He had to, and it was.
You know what's wrong with
these Zero guys? Credibility whatsoever. And that's exactly what, that's the statement that you're making and that I'm making in the primaries. That's why the establishment has zero credibility. Sean, go ahead real quick.
Yeah, it's quite simple. The Book of Moses, Pharaoh had the same issue. See, when you're arrogant and you start thinking you're all that, you lose sight and purpose of what you really are, and you get to the point that you think that everybody else doesn't matter, so you don't think or care about what they think because you think everybody else is beneath you. And that's the way Romney is. He always has been that way.
Yeah, well, that manifested itself in a stunning defeat, to use the gun grabber un-Americans terminology. Let me go back to a couple more emails. Emails are pouring in, and I'm loving it. Thank you for sending them. Scott Hall writes in, waiting for my takeout dinner and scanning the radio. I caught your interview with John Lott tonight. Good job. Didn't know you existed. Keep it up. I made a preset on my radio. We'll listen again. Scott, thank you for that. Appreciate it very, very much. And I know the organization that you work with. I see it on your signature, and I'm a big supporter. So thanks for everything you guys do over there also. Here's one. Answer me this one question. This is from Dennis in North Carolina. Answer me this one question. How do these establishment congressmen and senators keep their jobs? It's amazing to me that people keep voting for them. Thanks for everything you do, Dennis from North Carolina. Dennis, it's real simple. They've conned a lot of people over the years, but their days are numbered. Their days are numbered. I want to use this. That's a great question, but they obviously get voted in. And how does Chuck Schumer continue to win elections? He was elected. A lot of people were conned by Chuck Schumer. It's easy to con Democrats. Just tell them you feel a certain way. You don't have to think. Tell them to put their hands out. Okay? Put your hands out. I'm going to give you this. And you don't have to think. It's real easy to do that. Thinking Democrats, they're out there, are the ones that wrote me just a few minutes ago to tell me they're fighting the enemy from within. Those are the people we need on that team over there. So thanks for you thinking Democrats. But they get elected. They get voted in. That's why there's a lot of suckers out there. They depend on a certain level of stupidity. And I mean, all you got to do is watch Hillary Clinton. If you don't think she's talking to stupid, you got another thing coming. It is incredible to me that there are Americans that don't see right through the crap she's throwing at the windshield. Unbelievable that there are people that would pull the lever for this corrupt criminal. Flat-out liar. Talks in different accents when she goes to different parts of the country. It's astonishing. And there are people that are going to pull the lever for her. Just blinded. They don't care. Just blinded by ideology. The GOP is waking up right now, Dennis. The American people made a huge statement in 2014, in 2010 in the midterms, and in 2014, and in 2012. Barack Obama has suffered historic losses on behalf of the Democrats. And the American people gave America a Congress to stop the garbage. That garbage includes the gun control push as well as the socialism that we're seeing. And we found out that it was nothing, didn't mean anything. It was nothing but a bunch of lies. They didn't stop anything. They gave him everything he wanted. He's been able to sail right through. The establishment has been caught. They are desperate and they are scared. Hence why you're seeing Mitt Romney. Watch what happens. I mean, he's got, you know, look, A.W.R. Hawkins mentioned this, my political analyst from Breitbart News, in the previous hour when he was talking about Manchin in West Virginia. West Virginia just passed permitless carry. It was vetoed by, repeat after me, a Democrat governor, because what party wants our guns? Democrats. Find me a Republican governor vetoing or running on gun control, for that matter. You won't. It's the Democrat Party, as part of its platform, that wants our guns. But AWR pointed out to us that Manchin fought against permitless carry vocally 2 years ago. Didn't say anything about it this time because he's up for re-election. The establishment is caught. Expect great changes. Thank you for tuning in to Armed American Radio. Man, oh man. New intros, new fun stuff. Just about out of time. Gosh darn it. Hey, Sean, can you make your mic live real fast for me?
Yeah, we got a little bit.
Yeah, we got a little bit of time left. Am I running out of time? I wasn't paying any attention. Yeah, you don't have any clue. Yeah, that's okay. That's all right. You just let me know when we're ready to go, okay?
Yeah, we should be getting out here in about 20 seconds. You're not going to hear any music, so you have to sign off.
That's okay. We can have fun doing that. All right. Well, listen, I'm going to let you go ahead and go because Sean's got some problems. We put all these new intros into the computer today, so I'm just going to go ahead and let you go. You can listen to the closer. And remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. And please, never let there be a gun-free zone wherever you happen to be. I'll see you on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense tomorrow. Have a great one.